Welcome to the Gazette's Daily News Podcast for Monday, March 18th, 2024. This podcast provides the latest headlines from the Gazette newsroom. I'm Becky Luchin-Gardner. First up, Iowa State Parks need more than $100 million in repairs to fix leaking roofs and rotting shelters while also updating sewage lagoons. Many of these beloved public spaces aren't accessible to people with disabilities. In some cases, the parks were built decades before federal accessibility standards were enacted, but even some new state park features are not fully accessible, according to a former state official. Up to 16 million people visit Iowa State Parks each year, and despite the park's popularity and the need of repairs, Iowa Department of Natural Resources Director Kayla Lyon did not ask the Iowa legislature this year for additional funding. David Downing served as an Iowa DNR executive officer and parks asset manager until he retired in January. He said, "We're in dire straits. Everybody is afraid to talk. Nobody wants to say a word because you'll get your head handed to you." One of Downing's last tasks was to prepare a presentation in November about the state of infrastructure in Iowa's 69 state parks and four forests. The Gazette obtained this report, which included the $100 million estimate and others through an open records request. While historic state park buildings are not required to comply with the Americans with Disabilities Act, indoor and outdoor amenities constructed or updated since March of 2012 should meet regulations developed back in 2010 by the U.S. Department of Justice. The DNR has been making some infrastructure updates, renovating campgrounds, including sewer and electrical, at Lake Aquabi near Indianola and Pikes Peak near McGregor. Pleasant Creek's campground will be renovated this year, Lyon told lawmakers. Lyon said, "Anytime we're doing these construction projects, we incorporate those ADA things that have been identified in state parks to ensure all users have opportunities in our parks." For other projects, like trail improvements at Palisades Kepler, the department has partnered with other groups, including the Conservation Corps Iowa, to do the work. Friends of Palisades Kepler are trying to raise $33,500 to help fund that effort. This month, the Iowa House passed House Bill 2364, which asked the Iowa DNR to compile a list of state park amenities that are handicap accessible and post that information online and in a brochure. Representative Adam Zabner, a Democrat from Iowa City, supported this legislation because he heard from disability rights advocates who said some Iowans struggled to plan trips to Iowa state parks because they didn't know where to find accessible amenities. Representative Norlin Momsen, a Republican from DeWitt, is chair of the House Agriculture and Natural Resources Appropriations Subcommittee. He said that while the Iowa's DNR's general fund appropriation likely will remain flat, House File 2614 could provide some money for accessibility upgrades. Momsen says the Iowa DNR had not told him and other lawmakers about Iowa state parks needing $100 million for infrastructure repairs. He said, "You would sure think if that were the case, it would have been shared." Up next, state conservation officials found no living fish last week in the East Nishnatnaba River, south of Red Oak. It was resulted after a massive fertilizer spill at a farmer's cooperative. The only living fish were discovered near Hamburg in far southwest Iowa, downstream, said John Lawrenson, a fisheries biologist for the Iowa DNR. However, the handful of surviving carp he saw appeared to be in the process of dying. Lawrenson said, "I've never dealt with a situation quite like this before." He evaluated sections of about 50 miles of river over 4 days to determine the scope of the fish kill. He had not yet fully tallied the estimated number of dead fish on Friday, but noted that there were also numerous dead frogs, snakes, mussels, and earthworms. Wendy Wickrock, a senior environmental specialist for the DNR, said the spill happened after someone at New Cooperative left a hose valve open, leaking about 265,000 gallons of liquid nitrogen fertilizer. She said the leak is believed to have started Saturday and was discovered and stopped by a co-op employee Monday morning. The company might be subject to large fines and restitution fees for the dead fish. The DNR recommends that residents with water wells near the river have their drinking water tested for nitrates, which is a free service through county environmental health departments. Finally, the Johnson County Sheriff's Office is exploring building a new jail after an assessment deemed the current facility in very poor condition. Voters rejected bond measures for the new Justice Center back in 2012 and 2013. The current jail, built in 1981, is overcrowded and lacks space for staff, according to the sheriff. Sheriff Brad Kunkel also says the functional capacity is closer to 65 inmates than the rated 92 due to staff limitations and the need for some inmates to have single cells. The sheriff's office is working on a spatial needs study to determine the size of the new facility. Sheriff Kunkel said this is probably the most important infrastructure decision the voters are going to have to make in the next few years. He said, "I'm optimistic that when the day comes that we have a plan to present to the public that will be successful." Monday's weather will be sunny with a high near 38. Monday night will be mostly clear with a low around 28. Tuesday's temperatures will increase with a high near 59, but it'll also be windy. You can find a link to each of the stories featured in today's episode in the episode's description or at thegazette.com. Thank you for listening to the Gazette's Daily News Podcast. I'm Becky Luchin-Gardner.